If the NSA is listening, we can at least be entertaining. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The world is very different now, and yet the same revolutionary belief for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God.
Amen to that. JFK. And I welcome you to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com and you can see all the podcasts, also on Libsyn and iTunes all across the country. We're on all kinds of formats, but hitting over 1,200,000 podcast listens. And that's away from the live show. So I really appreciate you sharing those and listening in, because I get to kind of have a front row seat. I have to admit this, because I get the best seat in the house to these wonderful guests that we have on the program, and these guests that have displayed so much courage and are so inspiring to me. And I have to tell you about one of my favorite books, and that takes a lot for me to say because I have to read so many every week. So let me just tell you, when people say I need a good book, and we're in the summertime right now when people might be taking a little time off, pick up The Inheritance, Poison Fruit of JFK's Assassination by Christopher and Michelle Fulton. You will not put this book down. It's so informative. It's so amazing. And let me tell you, I've got Christopher Fulton for the show today. And I'm really excited about this because after reading the book, what hit me so hard was how much courage it took to do what he did. And there were some vital pieces of evidence that he had that they wanted. And he served time in prison because of this. And let me just tell you, the courage, it amazed me. And I'm here to welcome Christopher Fulton to the program, to the Kate Daly Show. How are you?
Kate, I'm happy to be here. Thanks, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet. I'm excited to have you on because I always learn something from you, and we're going to talk about maybe some things that that maybe people didn't grasp, like as far as they couldn't because it wasn't in the book, or thoughts that you had that maybe weren't even in there. Who knows? And also, if you want to recap your story for the audience that might not have heard you, since we're live all over right now.
Well, yeah. How long do we have? We'll do this as quickly as we can.
Sure.
Well, Bobby Kennedy obviously wanted to retain evidence in his brother's murder and open that idea of the investigation back up to the American public.
Mm-hmm.
After he reached the White House, he knew he was in great danger and a mortal threat to do so. But he made a understanding with President Kennedy's secretary of the evidence that he had collected and kept out of the FBI investigation and out of the hands of justice and out of the hands of Lyndon Johnson and those people. And so this information went to Evelyn Lincoln, which is President Kennedy's personal secretary, when Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in 1968. These materials went dark, and even the federal government didn't know what was there. When Evelyn Lincoln passed in 1995, I had received assassination evidence through her even before she passed, before her passing and after the fact. I was actually under contract to acknowledge this information with the American public and to be the one responsible for breaching this and to get this information out. Now, I had worked with President Reagan about this. I'd also discussed this with Mr. Trump before he was president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And he had helped in this regard to get this information, at least get us a platform to work from. I had contacted the Kennedy family in 1996, and they were cold to the idea initially. But John had warmed up to this by 1998, and we had met. But the fact of the matter is that Mr. Trump, before he was president, did give us a platform, and we began this process. But the intelligence community and the Justice Department jumped all over us. They didn't care what we had when we were quiet, but they certainly cared about it when they were going to talk to the American people, just as they care about any individual that has credibility, that can speak to the American people about the truth. This is something that has been blind and dark to the rest of us as a nation and to the world since 1963, when they assassinated our president, took him from us. One of the biggest dangers that he faced was not the fact that he was making a tremendous change, which he was, and not the fact that he thought that he might lose the 64 election because the government hated him so bad, the internal government he was at war with, and but the fact that President Kennedy had a conscience and had a love for the people of the world, and he wanted to tell the world the truth. And this is what really made him so damn dangerous, and the reason why he could not continue to live. He would not follow the agenda of the CIA, and therefore he had to be. He was considered a national security threat and was taken out by our own government.
Yeah,
and with the assistance of that. I mean, there's a lot of agendas, and people talk about the Cubans. They talk about the mafia. They can talk about whatever they want. Those things are put out there for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to get down to the hard brass tacks of who we are as Americans and the decisions we've made, we've been lied to, we've been blindsided, and this continues. And we have to hold ourselves responsible to some extent because we have to say, listen, we want answers. We demand answers. We're not going to continue on without demanding a responsibility and answers to the actions that our government has represented upon us to take. That would include 9/11 and many other things. You can go back to the Kennedy assassination, the Gulf of Tonkin. You can go back to the impeachment of Nixon, which was the CIA was made sure that took place because Nixon was cracking all the pressures they had put upon him. On and on it goes. You finally get this Bush and Reagan situation where Reagan was brought forth to get Bush into the White House. That's the whole purpose that Reagan was brought into the presidency. Reagan got to Bush as the VP, and then they tried to assassinate him so that the CIA could have their personnel in the White House, and that's exactly what happened. From Bush on till we have the new president now, it has been a CIA agenda going for decades. And
Amen.
The American people have been lied to and blinded, and to the agendas that we have, the live exercises that are taking place right now, and to all the data mining that has been in cooperation with the Pentagon, the CIA, Silicon Valley, the executive branch, everybody else. They're all in cooperation together to data mine all this information to go into these thinking AI computer systems so that they can process this in real time and even predict future outcomes almost instantaneously. So as long as they stick to an agenda, for the first time in human history, we have the capability of enslaving the world all at one time, and we are the beginning exercises of that right now. And this is why I come forth and speak about this as someone who's been through the Justice Department, who's been prosecuted, who's been extradited, I've had assassination attempts put on me and they tried to kill me. So I've been through these processes, I understand them, and I understand the lies, and people of the United States and the world need to wake up, and they need to wake up much quicker than what we've experienced so far. We're looking at stage 5 and talking about these agendas one by one.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be looking at stage 100 because that's where they are.
Right. I love that point that you're making because we're stuck over here talking about a mask and people are buying into this whole shenanigan when we have bigger fish to fry. They are so far ahead of us in planning and organizing some events to take away our civil liberties that people just aren't realizing the big picture. They just don't realize.
Well, let's think about this. Nobody wanted the United States to work,
sure,
except for the people of the United States.
Yeah.
It was a new idea. It was a great concept of liberty and freedom for everybody to rise to their level. And this idea is the best that we have in the world until something better comes along. But the idea of what's better to replace this, what they're doing right now, in my opinion, is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have a system of technology which is going to enslave our humanity. It's not humanity running technology for the betterment of humanity. It's humanity being enslaved. Now, I don't care if you have a bias to the left, or to the right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're because we have different thinkings. In a democracy, we have ways to discuss things and to work in cooperation, and that's what makes a great society. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is you have to understand the bottom line and on this agenda, which is it doesn't matter if you're going to be a Republican, it doesn't matter if you're going to be a Democrat. You're going to be enslaved in a system where you're going to go into a building and they're going to have an AI building which monitors you 24 hours a day and they're going to push you further and farther into this enslavement. And, of course, at the beginning of this, they're going to say, how great is this? You could buy something through your hand or buy something through any other. But we could put money right into your account because that's what you need. You need to rely on the government to take care of you now. We can put money in. Well, the hell, they can take money out. They can destroy you by pushing a button.
Digital currency. Yep.
The people of the world are watching the United States and praying. They're praying and they're begging the people of the United States, the land of the free and the home of the brave, stand up, unite, don't fall for this fake and false agenda any longer, and protect the rest of the world. Because when we fall, this is what Reagan said, when the light goes out here, it goes out around the world.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. There's no place to go to. And, you know, it's interesting that in a lot of the coups that the deep state perpetrated through the years, people have a hard time understanding that we're in the middle of our own coup right now.
Well, of course it's a coup. And hell, they tried to take the United States out even during the Civil War, if you want to go back to that.
Yes.
And the Russians helped us out then. The Russians were the ones who came in and protected us. To keep the United States standing. Russians aren't our enemy.
No.
Stop talking about this damn Russian agenda. It's false. It's fake. I've been in the Kremlin. It's not real.
Amen. I'm glad you said that because there's so many people still stuck on that narrative. It's hard to get them away from that. Why? Because we always have a boogeyman. It's always a boogeyman.
That's a convenient narrative. When I was sent over to Russia, when I was over there, I was there to do many things. One of them, I went over there with the director of NIH. They flew by, they put biomedical strains on a plane and flew us back through customs to develop the bioweapons division at NIH. I didn't want any part of that. I was over there to discuss other things and to do real estate work, but I couldn't talk about all this in the book at the time. I wasn't allowed to. But the fact of the matter is I was there to talk about Donald Trump coming into the Soviet bloc and other big companies like Microsoft so that we could put an end to the CIA's false agenda of this propaganda that Russia is the enemy of democracy around the world. This has got to stop. This false agendas and false lies, false wars that we're fighting for everybody else, this own government that we have that has been bought and paid for. We no longer have a government that represents the people of the United States. Let's be clear.
Amen. I am so glad
you
said that.
Let's be very clear.
I'm so glad. We're going to come right back. I'm so glad you said that. Christopher Fulton, the book is The Inheritance. It's a must read. I mean, you just have to read this book. You just have to. It really is. It's inspiring, and it's also, it's just, your mouth will gape open. I'll be right back with Christopher Fulton. Have a lot of questions. Don't miss this. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December, and exits March the 2nd on the dot.
Hi there.
By order.
Yep, Wayback Machine, a little Camelot for you. This book, The Inheritance, exposes some key and vital evidence that has not been exposed before. And Christopher Fulton wrote this book based on his true story. He spent time in prison. They actually put him in prison for not giving up this information that he evidence that he had. And talk about courage. You know, I know he'll be humble and he'll talk that down. But let me just tell you, the guy's got courage because he is on a number of talk shows talking about this and exposing all this information that he's telling you about. And the book itself is very explosive. It's called The Inheritance, The Poisoned Fruit of JFK's Assassination. And what it does is this book sheds a light on truly well-laid plans, the deep state, how they operated against JFK when he tried to tear apart the CIA and tried to expose them for what they were doing. And I love that he wrote this book because it does tie up a lot of questions that you might have about the JFK murder. Welcome back, Christopher Fulton. So glad to have you.
I am glad to be on. One of the things that you brought up there, I just want to mention something to you about the president, President Kennedy.
Yes.
The CIA had lied to him and told him that the Bay of Pigs, that they were going to go in and kill Castro, and we needed a small landing force to go in. Now, These are things that I got from the recordings of the Oval Office, which Kennedy had set up for just this purpose, so that he could keep things on record. I've been the custodian of those recordings that are non-edited for about 25-plus years.
Wow, the Oval Office and recordings of JFK.
I was the person involved in trying to get those out to the American public. Now, I've been suppressed not only by the CIA, and I fought with them to hold these, and I had to have agreements to protect my family and everything else through justice when I was imprisoned. But it's been a long road for me, and I'm hoping that we can get there. I hope we can get there together.
Yes.
But the CIA had lied to Kennedy. They told him that we were going to kill Castro, we would take a small landing force, and they'd have a popular uprising in Cuba. I can get into a lot of stuff about that, but let me just say this. When the forces came down there and our guys, the CIA boys, were being killed down there on the beaches, and Kennedy was aware that they had tactical nukes down there and that he could not invade, take us to war with Russia. That was off the table. Couldn't do that. So he didn't give his support, but he was lied to, and Dulles had taken off, was not available, made Kennedy look like a fool. He had to get up in front of the American people and take full responsibility for that. I'm the head of the government. The buck stops here, and I take responsibility. But behind the scenes, the president was devastated by the loss of those men. They was lied to by the CIA, betrayed. And he sat at the Oval Office desk, and he cried.
Wow.
And he called his father. And his father said, "You got to buck up for the country. It's you against the tide." President Kennedy wanted to resign over that. He was so upset that those men lost their lives and those families lost those men.
Yeah.
That's the kind of president we want. That's the kind of person we want representing us around the world.
Amen.
This is who we need. We need the best and we need the brightest. We don't need the dumbest or the least common denominator more than ever right now when we're facing this great reset. But this is what they're giving us. This is what they want to put down our throat, because they think we're fools and we're foolish. As long as we have our entertainment, we can't think for ourselves in any critical way, that we're not going to take up and unionize together, stand together as a strong nation, and say no to this. Refuse it.
Yes. Amen.
President Trump, who gave us support, this was before he was president in New York, this is 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Had helped to get this information out, had done what he could. Of course, when I got arrested, somebody else got arrested at the same time. The gentleman's in the book. I met him. We did time together at Loretto, Pennsylvania. But let me tell you who he was. The gentleman that I did not reveal completely who he was a Secret Service agent. He was assigned at JFK Airport to handle the VIPs there. And John Jr., JFK Jr., had lost his Secret Service protection detail at 16 years old. Off the record, he was asked to protect John in New York. John was aware of a lot of things that were going to happen in New York, including the Twin Towers coming down. And that was in long discussions about how that was going to happen. But they knew it was in the works, and it was going to happen. And John was going to stop it.
Wow.
And John had mentioned this to me as well.
Wow.
Long before this took place, before we went to prison.
Oh my God.
I went to prison. The Secret Service agent was protecting John in New York, went to prison. Then he died in 99.
Oh, my gosh. That's explosive.
And we both wind up in the same prison. Go figure.
Wow.
The warden at that prison at Loretto, which is that little place they stick the VIPs or so, the people they want to keep an eye on out of Washington, the CIA people and all that garbage. We're stuck up there, and they go, the warden said, these guys are the most dangerous guys here, these two guys right here, the hottest guys in the place, because Bush was coming in, and they didn't want any problems with the Bush election coming into the White House.
Jeez.
They wanted that CIA agenda to continue, and they didn't want any distraction from that. Now, John would have run for Senate in New York, and he would have run for President of the United States, and he would have changed his entire agenda. If John had got up and spoke to the American public, which was what he was going to do. He was gearing up to run. He was having his photograph taken in front of Mount Rushmore. He'd gone down and talked to Castro and gotten his intel from him, talked to him about this. If he'd got up and run, he could have spoke to the American people clearly
Yes.
and given them direct information, and there would have been no debate. No fact checkers on that, okay? That'd been it. And that's one of the reasons that made John so damn dangerous to the to this plan, you can call them the cabal, you can call them the 1%, you can call them the most affluent, richest people and powerful people in the world, the banking people and everything else. There's a reason why John's gone. There's also a reason why Diana, Princess of Wales, is also gone. It's not coincidence. These people could get up and speak to their nation, and there would be no question as to their authenticity.
Right, sincerity.
What they had to say. Mm-hmm. Now they've got us in a lost position where we're in a boat, we're drifting, we don't know what's going on, we don't have any information, and they got us right where they want us. And we're going to file straight in, we're going to give up our humanity, our very DNA.
Yes.
How many years we've been around, our DNA is going to be altered forever.
Yep.
Because they say so, because they've got some vaccine that's been, or whatever, not a vaccine itself, but the coronavirus that's been weaponized to control the population in China. That's what this is about. They brought this stuff to weaponize it, and they said, well, how can we control the population? How can we hit China? Let's develop it over at Wuhan, because we can't do it over here anymore, and then let's release it in China and cut down these people in China. Well, China says, no, we're not doing that. Let's get it out over the world. Let the world deal with it now.
Right.
Okay, so now that they've got this, they're going to come back and shoot you with this non-tested vaccine. Even if it has been tested and they've had it in their control for a long time, it's not going to help you. It's going to hurt you.
Yeah,
and then,
absolutely.
Google's in cooperation with that, with the scanning of track and trace, and all this other craziness. Now, if they don't get enough people to capitulate on this vaccine when they bring it out, they have several options. One of the options is that they can mandate it.
Right.
If they mandate it, then you're going to have a fight. If we lose the control over our very humanity, over our bodies, ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the country. There is no more United States of America. If you don't have control over your own body, of your own person, it's over.
Oh, I
so agree. We signed an agreement with countries out of World War II together, united, in the fact that no individual or no government has the right to inject anything into any other person without permission. And if they don't get permission, even to the detriment of the entire nation, they are not allowed to do that to an individual. We signed it. What is that, meaningless now? That doesn't mean anything now. People like Dershowitz, who's bought and paid for, Dershowitz, if he's listening to this, you're owned. I understand you're owned, and I understand why you do what you do. You're very good at it. That's fine. But the fact of the matter is, he gets up and says, well, geez, the Supreme Court says they have the right, they have the right, they have the right, because of what, of a 1905 Supreme Court decision that somebody said, I'm not going to take this, and they fined him for $5? We're not talking about the detriment of a nation or the world. You can't rely on a Supreme Court case from that agenda and that time for that purpose.
Right, right. Setting a precedent.
Don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Don't buy into this.
Right.
Do not trust the system. Do not trust the manipulation. They've thought about this for a long time. They've figured it out, and you're being hit every which way but Sunday. They've got multiple agendas happening at one time.
I so agree with you. In fact, the human trials of this vaccine started January 20th when they said it was a big mystery and we didn't know what it was. That's why I think your message is so powerful, Chris, Christopher, because we don't realize how well laid plan. When you said that we're at a level 5, the people, and they're at a level 100, that was so right on the money. Because, you know, this book is called The Inheritance, and one of your dual messages of this is, this land is our inheritance. We're going to lose this. We're about to lose this,
right.
And we do
That's
not
exactly
realize
right.
it. Oh, it just
That's
makes
right.
me ill.
I wrote the book almost encoded.
Yeah.
I put as much as I could for somebody to read between the lines and do your homework, and you
yes.
can find tremendous more information. I encourage anybody to go to our website, cmfulton.com. They'll see the president's response to me and getting the book. They'll see Oliver Stone watching me at the conference speaking. Oliver Stone was watching and talked to me many times. Listen, read about what happened to me and how the government is so on the fact that they still don't want the truth out to the American public about the killing of your president in 1963 and why. Read about it. Do your homework. Understand it's not just about me. I'm a catalyst. I'm a warning to everybody across the nation and across the world. Don't let your children grow up in re-education situations and camps and be under threat. That if you're not a good socialist, if you're not a good whatever, that they're gonna demerit you and put your code down and you're not gonna be able to buy gasoline or make a trip, or you're gonna have to ask permission from a computer whether you can use the bathroom or not. For God's sake, don't do this. Don't let this happen.
Yes, you cannot be a good citizen.
I don't care how much they sugarcoat it or what reasons they say that there's behind this. Don't let them do this.
I agree. You cannot be a good citizen of a corrupt government, and that's what we have. And so we have got to figure this out. Were you surprised how much Trump admired JFK? Because that's come out a lot the last 4 years.
Well, I know that he does, and I know that a big part of his running for the office had to do with John's death.
Ah, yes, they were good
friends. John knew what he knew in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
And so when he realized that this was going to go off rails and John was not going to be allowed to run and John was not going to be able to change this, I guess at some point Mr. Trump, President Trump now, had to make the decision and was probably asked to step up, and because he was outside the Washington Circle and outside the agenda.
Yes. I want to ask you another question on that, too, when we come back. Christopher Fulton with me. Powerful. The book is The Inheritance, Poison Fruit of JFK's Assassination. It's a must read. You have to get this book. There's so much, even about Marilyn Monroe. I mean, you'll be so, so shocked at what you read. Be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450.
Camelot.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Camelot. That's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8 the morning fog must disappear.
Hi there. Does that take you back to 1963? Wow. What a book. What an author. One of my favorite guests, one of my favorite books. Let me tell you, Christopher Fulton's with me, and I'm so happy about this. In fact, by the way, before we get rolling, and we have more, I know he's got more explosive things to say. Last segment was extremely explosive. Thank you for that. Make sure you get to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. This is a supplement I stand behind. You're going to need your vitamins coming up here, and we need to fight against all of this. And so please, please stay healthy, get healthy. And it's 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down where they take the air and water out and leave you with the nutrients. And I stand behind this product. I love it. I take it myself. You know, I'm not going to talk about anything on the show I don't do myself. And you can put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. Advise you to do it. And order up. Order up before we go into more lockdowns, because I know we're going to. MIT had already stated 2 years of rolling lockdowns. So we've got a lot ahead of us to fight. Get your vitamins. Balanceofnature.com. Christopher Fulton, I welcome you back. So happy to have you. If I gave you some terms, if I gave you some words, let's just say, do you want to give me your thoughts?
Yeah, let's do that, but let me just address what you just said.
Sure, okay.
what you just said has a lot of meaning, and I believe me when I tell you, stay as healthy as you possibly can.
Yes.
If you're a little bit overweight, lose it. If you got any kind of extra chronic problems, try to help yourself get sunshine.
Yes.
De-stress as much as you can. I know that's difficult, but do that. Eat good food. Don't eat garbage right now. Do as best you can to get yourself into a healthy situation more than ever. One of the things that I discussed earlier was the options. Now, the options are they can mandate this vaccine if they don't get enough people that will give them the majority. If they get the majority, then all they have to do is get you certificates and so forth, and the rest of us to fall outside of citizenship. We become a second, third-tier citizen.
Wow.
And that's why they're going to make us comply on many levels, even to the point where you're not even allowed to own a home any longer. It's, believe me, there's a lot of levels to this. I've read the CIA paperwork from a gentleman's defense in Lewisburg, where I was in prison. This was CIA prepared agenda saying, what's acceptable to foreign countries if we get nuked or if we nuke ourselves? How many people can we lose in a city that would be acceptable to the CIA? This is how bad a government we have. This is how corrupt we have. People need to start understanding this. Let's be very clear. The CIA does not care. The people that actually run the top tier of the CIA, the people that have international interests, they don't care about foreign enemies. They don't care about domestically protecting the people of the United States, nor do they care about the interests of the people of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Their primary interest is protecting the individuals that are in power and to keep them in power for the agendas that are happening. They're called protectors of the realm. That's the way the CIA explained it to me.
Jeez.
But let me tell you this other tier agenda real quick before we get into this.
Yes.
If they so decide that they don't have their majority for this vaccine craziness, and they get pushback, one of their options is to get the weaponized version of this virus, and they're going to release that. Now, we're at point something zero, whatever, 1%.
Yeah, 0.0047.
On this, mm-hmm. and the real numbers have been fudged.
Yes.
I mean, come on now. Anyone who's got the 2019 flu vaccine,
mm-hmm.
they're going to test positive. Everybody that's died from this has had the flu vaccine for 2019 because part of it's in the vaccine.
Right. Right.
Okay, so if they really want to take their gloves off, and believe me when I say they don't care about our children or us as humanity, they don't care. They can bring out this weaponized version. That's 30% death rate. Now we're talking about billions of people around the world dying from this.
Jeez.
And they're all going to say, "I told you so." You better rush and get that shot and get yourself plugged into the AI system. Get all your data put in there so we can data mine everything, put into the AI thinking computer, and get everybody locked down. You see?
Yeah.
Their gloves are off. They've declared war on the citizens of the United States and people of the world. This is a declaration of war. This isn't a kiddie show for your best interest. They tell you, oh, this is for your best interest. Get on the train. Get in the car. We need to take you somewhere to it safer. Now I'll get off. This is a work camp. This is for your own good. Work will set you free. Wait a minute. Step into the oven because we don't need you anymore. You cost us more than you're worth.
Jeez.
I had somebody from the Office of Naval Intelligence say, Christopher, my God, what are we going to do when the people of the world cost more than they're worth?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you. And it's startling and it's shocking. And at the same time, I know people know when you hear truth, you can feel it. And this is coming. And what are we going to do?
Don't let them pick you off individually.
Mm-hmm.
We're weak individually. But the only thing that we've got is numbers. You cannot let this minority utilize the powers that we have so stupidly given to them to put us into a box and put us into a numbered system and lock us down permanently where there's no way for us to have recourse. That's their key. They know they're hanging by a string.
Mm-hmm.
These inferior people that they put into power are hanging by a string. They know they don't have much more time left. There's too much awakening happening, the internet and everything else. People are getting too awake. It's too quick. So what they've got to do is they've got to lock this system down, where they don't care about elections any longer. They don't care what you think of them any longer.
Yeah. Yep.
You are plugged into a system where if they say no, you don't eat. Your children do not thrive. You cannot travel. You cannot do anything. This is what they want, total control. The only thing that we have that we can fight them with, because we don't have AI thinking supercomputers.
Sure.
We don't have a great military at our instant to beck and call. We don't have the media working 24/7 propaganding us to death. What we do have is our strength as human beings, and we have each other. And this is the things they were trying to make us not have. Stay apart. Stay away from each other.
Right.
Do not congregate. Hate each other.
You're right.
Please see this. Please see this. We have the one thing that we've got is our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
A very few trying to slave the very many. If we stand together and we say no, they can't do this.
You're right.
But all of us have to stand together. Individually, we're nothing. We won't be able to do this. We're just somebody who has a great idea, or somebody who has a great heart, or great personal strength. But it's adaptation that's the greatest survival instinct. We need to adapt to this, and we need to do it damn quick. Adapt and overcome and realize that our strength is in our numbers and who we are as Americans. Let's bond together and say no.
Yep, they can't do it without our compliance. And for some reason, our nation is being really compliant to a very corrupt government.
They're extremely happy in how quickly and easily this is being done. They're saying, right. America, we're gonna change you. We're going to take away your rights and all your humanity itself. Are you ready? And everybody says, well, I'm in line. I'm ready to go.
Right.
How quick can I do it?
There's so much I want to talk to you about, and we are going to go over into the next hour a little bit too, because there's just too much to talk about. If I said, a lot of people have talked about John Jr. being alive. Okay, that's a rumor that's going around, and it comes to us from Q. Coming out and saying that. What are your feelings on that? You've met with him. You've talked with him.
I think Q is to our advantage, to the people of the world, as a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's great information in intel in that, and there's some disinformation in that,
yes.
But that's okay because quantum computers do that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and pay attention to what the idea is to have somebody on our side to wake us up.
Right.
We're sleeping. Let them shake you. Do your own homework. Do your own research.
That's what it's driven people to do. Right?
It has,
yeah.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Right. Which is good. We needed that. Far more. So what did you think about the rumors of JFK Jr. now that you've talked with him and met with him and of course the explosive bombshell that you may have known of 9/11 coming back in 97, 98. What do you think of the rumors?
Well, I mean, everybody, we'd like to hope that John would still be with us, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
we?
Sure.
And if he is, if he could be, nobody would be more thrilled than me. I could step off.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see John to be in that position and to do that. But listen, you cannot rely on anybody else, and that means even the President of the United States.
Yep. There's some
to fix this for the people of the world and for the people of the United States. If you don't have a plan B, you're in a lot of trouble. You're banking the survival of your children.
Mm-hmm.
You're banking the survival of the future of the world and humanity on the fact that this man in the Oval Office, one man against all of this other craziness, just like Kennedy had, is going to be able to succeed in this idea against everyone else. And hell, half the country is against him, hates him anyway.
Right.
So it's, I'm not trying to say Donald Trump is the greatest thing in the world, or not the greatest thing in the world. He has strengths and weaknesses like any of us do.
Sure.
But what I'm asking you to do is to put aside your damn differences of absolutely set in stone, because set in stone is a dangerous philosophy right now. Don't adhere to that. It's the mixture of us and our ideology and the democracy of this and coming together with open discussion and real information and intelligence for ourselves, because no one else is going to do it for us,
right?
And to unite together and say, we have the power. We're not going to give it up to you. Thank you very much for offering to enslave us, but not today.
I like that. Yes. Absolutely. All right. And I do think there are a lot of distractions, red herrings, all kinds of different things put out. So I'm glad, you know, I had to ask you that, by the way, because I had some requests to ask you about that. And also the Bush family. What would you say about the Bush family? What do you want conservatives to know?
Again, I don't want to get into it. And I'm tired of hearing this, you know, the red and the blue and the people have different ways of thinking. Okay, that doesn't mean they're wrong. If one person is on the side of a mountain and says it's cold as hell, give me a jacket, they're not wrong. Mm-hmm. If somebody's on a beach and says it's hotter than hell, let me take my clothes off, they're not wrong.
Right.
It's
their
the
perception.
Merging of the idea that you can have either one of those and to do what's in the best interest of the people of the world to have the best decision and the best choice for the problems. That's what we're looking for. We're not looking for an all or nothing situation, because that leads you to trouble.
Right.
One way or the other, that leads you into trouble. And that's exactly the weaknesses that they're preying on. They know that we have a very, very bad weak knee that's never healed, that has to do with black versus white in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, slavery and that whole issue. It's never healed because it's a terrible subject and it's hard to deal with. And it should be dealt with in a very compassionate way. But instead, they're putting all the pressure on that wounded knee, and saying you should hate each other over this.
Mm-hmm.
And we need government control to tell you how we're going to handle this. And this needs to be rammed down everybody's throat. Jesus Christ, there's no worse way that we could deal with this than have the government, a government operation, tell us how to deal with this.
So true.
We need to. Are you still there?
Yes, yes.
Okay. My wife did not turn off her phone settings.
And oh,
so we,
that's okay.
We have people going through this process. But anyway, we need to deal with this as intelligent and patriotic people of the world and people of the United States, and say, listen, we've had enough of the high school bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need this any longer. You don't represent us any longer.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make independent decisions and group together, whether it be in your city, your town, your state, or all across the United States, across the world. Come together as much as you can. Protect yourselves. Protect your community. Protect each other. Don't let this infiltration of agenda, and that's what it is. When I was in the Justice Department, I learned there's no justice in the Justice Department. They should call it the Agenda Department.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's what it is.
You're right. You're absolutely right. The Agenda Department.
This is a live agenda to take the United States off the playing field, take away our Constitution so they could implement quickly this AI technology so that we can beat China and we could beat Russia to the control of the entire planet.
Yeah. The book is...
This is a national security issue.
Yeah.
A national security issue. This is what this is all about.
I agree with you.
I wish the president was addressing this openly, but possibly he cannot do that to the American public yet. I do not know how exactly that's going to come. But look very carefully at how Biden's vice president is going to come to pass. A lot of decisions are going to be made once that VP is picked.
Okay.
But
We're going to come right back. Christopher Fulton, this has been an interesting hour. Christopher Fulton, The Inheritance, Poison Fruit of JFK Assassination is the book. Get it. Get it. So you understand what we're talking about here. What he went through is just fascinating and amazing. And he has so much courage to speak out. We're going to come right back. If you don't get this hour in your city, in Chicago, wherever you guys are, get it on podcast at katedalyradio.com. We'll be right back with Christopher Fulton.